Hi, everybody. Time for your two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals. Jim Donovan, along with senior writer from ClevelandBrowns.com, Andrew Gribble. Andrew, light day on Sunday for the Browns. But the first thing that jumped out at everybody, Sean Drone, who's had a whale of a camp so far, running back for the Browns, shows up with a cast on his thumb.
Yeah, the good news is it doesn't seem like it's anything serious. The bad news is it's one up, one down for the running backs. It was kind of good to see Terrence West back today, but you really want to see multiple guys out there. We found out Duke Johnson's not going to be around for the preseason scrimmage, so it's just for a team that's going to run the ball as much as the Browns plan to, you want to get something solidified at running back, and that's been tough to do with all the injuries.
Now, on the Duke Johnson front, Wilbert Montgomery, the Browns running back coach, said, hey, listen, we know what we have in Duke Johnson. I mean, it would be nice to have him out on the practice field, but what we saw in minicamp and what we saw at the University of Miami, he'll be a quick study once he gets back out onto the field.
Yeah, he's someone that can catch passes and just change the pace. That's why Sean Drone was doing so well. He was kind of filling that Duke Johnson role. It's just going to be good. You hope Duke can get a couple preseason games under his belt, though. You want to see what it looks like out there just so the big stage is not too big that first week in New York.
So on Thursday, we get excited for the first preseason game when the Browns take on the Washington Redskins. We don't know the rotation on quarterbacks or how long they're going to play. That's to come during the week. But if you're Connor Shaw, who once again did very well on Friday in the Orange and Brown scrimmage, you just have to be patient. And when you get the nod, you have to go in and get to make it happen when you're a guy like him.
Yeah, every snap counts, and he did that last year. He threw the Hail Mary against the Redskins, and he's got kind of that experience. And I think you look at what Isaiah Crowell did last year. Wasn't on anyone's projected roster because he wasn't doing much, and then that last preseason game, he jumps out. So Connor Shaw knows this. He's been through it before. I think he's more confident in that position, but he's still in kind of that number three spot, so he's really got to kind of make things happen over these next four games.
Remember now, the last game of the regular season last year, there are easier places to make your NFL debut than to do it on the road at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore against the Ravens, who needed the win to make it to the playoffs, and Connor Shaw did very, very well in that start. That's going to wrap it up for the two-minute drill. For Andrew Gribble, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us on ClevelandBrowns.com.